It's Wednesday, February 18th, 2009. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
The stimulus bill goes green. And so do we. Obama's EPA overturns the Bush EPA. Hooray. And birds flying north for the winter. This is your Green News Report. All right, we've been bringing the Green News Report to our friends on the radio. We started doing it for our friend John Scott up at Green 960 in San Francisco some time ago when I was guest hosting on his show and other folks. We thought, well, let's bring it to the blog. Let's bring it to the web. Going to bring it to bradblog.com whenever we damn well feel like it.
And right, we're going to get right to it right now
because we've got a lot of stories.
Cover.
All right, I'll shut up. Go for it, Dennis.
Okay. President Obama signed the massive stimulus bill today in Denver. The bill contains about $62 billion in direct funding for green initiatives. Now, that includes creation of a smart electrical grid, high-speed rail, support for state and local governments. Now, cut from the bill were funding for nuclear and so-called clean coal technology.
There is no clean coal because technology.
Because there is no such thing as clean coal.
Now,
at least not yet.
Well, Obama said there was during his campaign.
He said he would be interested in more funding for clean coal exploration,
well,
but there is no such thing yet.
Industry, such that there is one, has been running commercials on TV showing Obama saying, hey,
yes,
we want clean coal.
Yes, they have. Now, just specifically regarding the stimulus, though, this is a huge difference from last year. Last year, this time, environmental groups were trying to get, maybe $1 billion or so, if they could, for just building efficiency upgrades. But this bill contains $4.5 billion just for federal buildings alone. Now, also the Obama EPA today announced that they will be revisiting regulations over carbon dioxide pollution from coal-fired power plants. Now, this directly overturns a midnight memo that the Bush administration passed down back in December, right before they left, and it puts a hold on roughly 100 proposed permits for new coal power plants currently awaiting for approval. Moving on, GM and Chrysler submit their restructuring plans to Congress today. Final version is due March 31st. They're negotiating with union leaders and bondholders over who gets to take the most concessions. And President Obama has reportedly ditched the idea of having a car czar to oversee this restructuring and instead will appoint a car panel led by Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner Chief White House Economic Advisor Lawrence Summers.
Tim Geithner is going to and Summers is going to lead this?
And Summers, too.
What could possibly go wrong?
Now, okay. Also, the territory. Moving on to something completely different, the territories of North American birds are gradually shifting north. This is from an Audubon Society study that found that nearly 200 species of North American birds are spending winter about 35 miles farther north than they used to. Now, the researchers asked why so many birds of so many different species over such a broad area. There was not one
thing. Why so many birds of so many different species over such a broad area?
Well, they thought maybe global warming. The reason being that over the 40 years covered by their study, the average January temperature in the United States has climbed by 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nice.
Yes. Now, also,
so the birds flying north is the canary in the coal mine in this case.
Yeah, in the clean coal mine.
Don't look at me. Yeah, in the clean coal mine. That's right.
Two new studies released over the weekend at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science say that the pace of climate change is accelerating faster than previously predicted because the pace of global industrial greenhouse gas emissions is increasing faster than predicted.
Now, they keep coming back. I'm sorry to interrupt here, but they keep coming back with these new in predictions saying, it was faster than predicted.
Well, this is
they keep doing this over and over again. It's going faster than predicted.
This is true. That's because they are fine-tuning their climate models, and they're also getting more information, and each year they gain more and more understanding over the complex workings of this incredibly global system.
And each year they say, we screwed it up last year. We weren't predicting it fast enough.
We didn't do it good enough. Okay. Yes, exactly. Now, they're saying
But now we're going to trust them, right?
Yes. This is based on, so far, emissions that, at one time in the 1990s, our emissions were growing at a pace of 0.9% a year, and they've said that since the year 2000, the pace of global emissions has grown at 3.5%. We have basically tripled the amount our growth is increasing from year to year. Now, that's being blamed a lot on power plants in China and India, since they're, of course, ramping up their economies. The Alaskan cruise ship industry is seeking a repeal of state wastewater rules that would restrict the amount of pollution they can dump into Alaskan waters. They say that their ships will simply not have the proper technology available when the rules take effect
now,
2 years from now.
Okay, so before then, because I really would like to go on an Alaskan cruise. Not that I'm looking for sponsors here for the Green News Report, but I'll take it. I'd really like to go on a Green News. I'd really like to go on an Alaskan cruise. Can we still go on a cruise?
Well, the cruises are still going to be allowed. They're just going to have to find better ways, more efficient ways to deal with their pollution. Rather than dumping all of it, they have to be, they're going to be subject to strict limitations.
And are they still allowed to sponsor our Green News if they want?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One last thing. The company that's at the center of the nationwide salmonella outbreak has declared bankruptcy. The Peanut Corporation of America filed for Chapter 7 liquidation after two plants were raided and the investigators found filthy conditions. The owner of Peanut Corp showed up to testify at a congressional hearing last week, and he didn't
smile. There's nothing funny about salmonella.
Well, I'm sorry.
Dirty nuts. Let me just mention that.
And he pled the fifth on every question.
All right. For more on this, we got to go. More on this, stop by bradblog.com. Got a question, got a comment, want to sponsor the Green News Report, Alaskan cruise industry? Drop us a line at greennews@bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
I'm Desi Doyen.
And that's your Green News Report for today. We'll see you soon.